Good morning. We are talking with Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Lori.
Well, here we are. We're into the month of February. And I know, you know, the legislative session has kicked off in Madison. And one of the things you wanted to talk about was yourself and another assembly member from this area, Travis Tranel, co-authored a bill kind of regarding something that I feel like if anybody is driven in Grant County, Iowa County, if you've driven to Madison, you've certainly seen the solar panels in Iowa County. If you've driven on Highway 61 in Grant County, you've seen the solar panels outside of Lancaster and Potosi. A very hot button subject. And I know you and Travis Tranel have kind of co-authored a bill, and I'll let you talk about that.
So, you know, we've heard from a lot of constituents over the last number of months, frustrated by the solar panels, just the magnitude of the solar projects that are being constructed in Southwest Wisconsin. And the frustration has to do with the fact that locals, the people that live in those areas, have absolutely no control over the siting of these solar projects. And, you know, these solar projects, you know, they're not a couple hundred acres.
No.
They're thousands of acres of solar panels. And, you know, the authority for approving these sites rests solely with the Public Service Commission. Three members that are appointed by the governor. Okay. So they aren't even elected. They're, you know, three appointees from the governor. This process was set up back in 2007. And when you think back there, you know, 2007,
it was
long before I was in the legislature. Yeah. And, you know, we didn't have big thousands of acres of solar panels going in back then. It was probably a little, you know, solar projects here and there around the state, you know, and I don't think anybody back then could envision kind of the size and magnitude of the projects today. So I've heard from just a lot of citizens, and it's not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's more of a local control issue. But they're just frustrated that there's no local control, no local, I guess there's some input. You can register your comments with the Public Service Commission, but the reality is it's up to them to approve it, and they approve them pretty much all the time. So anyway, so what this bill that Representative Travis Tranel and I authored is would restore local control over that process so that before the Public Service Commission would give these permits to construct these solar panels projects, that they would have to get local, primarily townships, or local townships to sign off on it and agree to it. And you know, in you know, honestly, I mean, the townships are getting, and the landowners are getting some money from the power, from the investors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, they would have to evaluate the cost benefit at a local level if it makes sense or not. So anyway, that's the bill that we introduced, and it's been referred to committee, and we'll just have to see how far it goes.
Speaking of committees, I know you're on the Joint Finance Committee, and that is always a hot button topic, budgets. It's, you know, the beginning of the year, looking at budgets for this year and next year. So I'll let you give a little update on that as well.
Yeah, so I co-chair the Joint Finance Committee, which is the budget writing committee. And we are in the very, very early stages of considering the budget for next year. We had a meeting last week with the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, and they gave us updated information regarding the expected revenues down the road in the next couple of years as we do the budget. So anyway, and kind of the headline, the good news is that our revenues are going to be higher than we expected. Wonderful. You know, we're all
great.
Delighted, another $268 million. And so we're, you know, and if the meeting had ended there, we would have walked out really, really happy. However, they also shared with us that the expenses projected into the next biennium are going to be much higher than what we had expected. So, and these are called costs to continue. And these are things that we have no control over. They're just baked into the government, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily, it's the medical assistance, the Medicaid projects or program is what's going to be up 21% higher than what we had projected. So, and this is has to do with nursing homes and what those are costing the state. So anyway, so I guess the message I want to leave is, you know, we can celebrate this additional revenue coming in. It's great. Again, as an accountant, you know, I always have to kind of look at the bottom line, and the bottom line isn't much better and maybe even slightly worse than what we had expected a week or two ago.
Well, and it's funny because I feel like that's something that a lot of listeners are facing is, you know, wages are up. So you might have just looked at your W-2 or, oh, wow, look at my year end. I made more money. But also the cost of everything is up and you're going, my expenses were way up. So I might have made more money, but my expenses were higher. So do I have any extra money left over? Probably not as much as you thought you would. So
yeah,
it's something that, you know, with inflation and just the current economy, not something that just, you know, individuals are facing. The state's facing it as well.
Yep, we are. And whether you do the budget for your house or your home, or we do it for the state budget, I mean, the principles are still the same.
Magnified.
It's just bigger numbers, a lot bigger numbers. So, and, you know, we need to live within our means. And, you know, whatever that revenue is coming in, we got to make sure we manage that and don't overcommit. And I also want to make sure that as we consider budget, that we don't set ourselves up for a problem 2 years from now. You know, we can sometimes, again, families do this too. They'll budget for the short term,
but
then, you know, some of these expenses go on for a long time, you know, down the road, and they, you know, they may not feel it now, but, you know, in a year or two, they might feel the pain.
We are talking with you, Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline. Anything else you want to add this morning?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I was involved with the Ag Economic Outlook Forum, which is put on by the College of Ag and Life Sciences at UW-Madison every year. And they bring in experts, the dairy, beef, pork, beans, every expert, you know, and we can look at the, from a, probably a 20,000-foot level, how ag is doing in the state and all that. And, you know, 2024 was not a good year for farmers. Farm income is expected to be down about 6%. But, you know, when you got to peel back the onion a little bit, corn and beans, you know, it was not a good year. Commodities prices were pretty low. I don't care how you cut it. So farmer, if you're just in corn and beans, it was a tough year. And but you know, milk prices coming back and, you know, that's good. And of course the beef prices are excellent. And, you know, and I talked to a farmer, just the other day, you know, who has got, you know, he's got a lot of corn and beans, but he also has got a bunch of beef cattle. So, you know, he's kind of on the corn and
it's
beans.
It's times like this where it's okay to feed corn to, you know, finish out on corn when corn is $7 and you're feeding it to, you know, a beef cow that's not going to make it at market, then it hurts.
Yep, nope.
But right now it's like, well, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. And I've asked, people have asked me, or I've asked them, so is $7 corn good or bad? And of course, the response is, it depends whether you're buying or selling, you know? If I'm buying $7 corn for my hogs or my
it's
beef, it's bad. But if I'm selling it, well, that's wonderful.
That's great. Well, again, it's good to hear. I mean, not good to hear on the, you know, farm income, but that some of the commodities are up.
Yeah, and, you know, farmers are eternal optimists, you know? So this time of year, we're not too many months away from spring, and I think, you know, farmers are obviously optimistic for this year, and kind of depends on the ag sector that you're in. But some of the inputs are projecting to be down for 2025, which is good. So I think that was probably just pressure from because of the commodity prices.
All right. We are talking with Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline. You will be back again in another month.
I will.
And we'll chat with you then, get all of the updates of what's happening in Madison and around your district here. Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline.